Sarah Thompson, Carlos Marcano, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Now, Forward Indiana is definitely full speed forward on the communal pantry effort. Congratulations, and briefly, exactly what motivated it?
The briefest way to answer that question is hungry people. They're hungry every day and every time of the day. And so we knew after serving in the park all spring and summer, one meal every Sunday, that there needed to be something 24/7 in the community for people when we couldn't be there.
It's really an upbeat answer to an old and serious, pretty dreary problem. So starting with the physical pantries themselves, each one is an art-centric eye catcher. Why the aesthetics?
I guess looking at that landscape downtown, you know, with the uprising murals and such, we wanted to make sure that we gave people not only something to whet their appetite for eating, but also their visual appetite. We just know we're artists and we had to make a big impact. The first pantry came together really nice, and I think that's kind of what set the tone for these community pantries.
Very, very wonderful idea. Now, the mechanics. Who's this for and how does it work?
The pantries are for everybody, anyone and everybody, as plain as that. And we say you should take what you need and give what you can. That doesn't mean you have to do it in the same visit. Sometimes you may only be able to take, and then the next month or the next year, you can maybe give. But you should know that even if you only ever take, that's totally fine. And if you only ever give, that's also fine.
Yeah, definitely, because we know, especially with the COVID pandemic, that some people that fine and dandy last year are having a hard time now. So we thought this could be a little bit of that help that they could use, you know, in the meantime, until they get back on their feet. And then they'll realize that, hey, when I was down, somebody was there. And now that I'm back where I need to be and I can put, you know, a little bit back, I'm going to, and they'll feel good about that. So it kind of starts that regenerative, self-sustaining action that we need, because anything we saw from this year is that we definitely need the help of our neighbors sometimes, regardless of how well you're doing. Anything can happen, especially something this unexpected, once in a lifetime almost.
Great point. And you respect the people that you're serving as well as the people that are helping you do this project, and it's reflected that way. Have you ever been worried that there's not going to be enough response to go around in this project?
Ultimately, no, because we knew one of the things that we have going for us as founders of Forward Indiana is that we're willing to do the dirty work. We're willing to spend the long hours or sacrifice sleep and all that stuff to get the job done, because that's mainly what we've been doing for the past 20 years is just working. You know, we're working class folks with working class upbringing, and there's no real limit to what we would go through to help one person. It doesn't matter if it's just one.
And I'm very happy to hear you say that, Carlos. Now, I think we've basically got how it works. You get it together, you keep it together. We hope people are helping you keep it neat and tidy, as well as keep it stocked.
Mm-hmm.
This is deceptively simple. Any wrinkles since you've been up and running?
Not really that I can think of off the top of my head. One thing, there was a bag of rice that spilled this winter. I actually saw as I was driving by, and by the time I had turned around to park to clean it up, there was a community member just scooping it up in the snow with her hands, cleaning it up herself. People do feel the respect that we put into each pantry with the artwork and everything else, and they reciprocate that, and it's just an honor to see it.
That's wonderful. And in fact, solidarity, not charity, is a great tagline, and it's yours. What exactly does that mean to the two of you?
Oh, ultimately, it's a mutual aid. You know, I'm helping you and you're helping me. It has nothing to do with one person being above or below anyone else. You know, we're in this together, like the slogans that have been thrown around this year, and we are. You know, if I can help you open up a door for you to get in easier, then that's what I'm going to do. And then I hope you do the same for me.
Or somebody else that needs it.
Yeah, or you do it for someone else.
And location always being the thing. How do you find them? What does it entail?
Well, in the beginning, I actually reached out to 20 downtown local businesses. And thankfully, I heard back from one of them, which was Fancy and Staple with Tabor. It was hard in the beginning trying to, quote, pitch this idea. But once we implemented and got our first one out there, now it's basically they are asking us if they can host. It just feels really great to see that support come out.
So by now, what are our number of pantries?
We have 10 now.
equally distributed around the city, or are there some quadrants that you'd like to get some more placements for?
Great question. We really want to get one in the Wells Corridor area very badly. And then also in the 05. I don't think we have a single one in that zip code right now. And I'm actively asking places in those two areas. We have a couple pantries that are scheduled to go in the southeast side of town as well. We're very excited about partnering with some local businesses on that side of town and getting artists that are also from that side of town as well.
We've also expanded outside of Fort Wayne, too. We have one in Leesburg, Indiana, and a handful planned in the Kosciuszko County area. One in our town of Roanoke will be coming soon, and hopefully other towns like Huntington, Columbia City, Decatur, New Haven. You know, it's Forward Indiana, so we want to make sure we stay true to that, and it's not just one section, because the help is needed everywhere.
Forward March, in this case.
Yes.
Grand. What do you hope you're saying with this whole movement?
I hope we're saying that we see and show with action love and solidarity to our neighbors. That we just start thinking about others in a way that is more horizontal, that does show that we are equal, that we all have something to offer, and that we can respect each other regardless of any differences that we may have.
Meanwhile, what do you say to those who don't believe in handouts?
I say thank you, because basically sometimes you need that little kick in the butt or fire lit under your butt to prove someone wrong ultimately. And maybe we just take that and try to change the stigmas. You know, we break those down, because there are stigmas of people who need a little help here and there, that they're making those choices that they're in those situations. But ultimately, there are a lot of nuances to the problems that plague everyday Americans, working class, even upper class. You know, we have mental health issues, addiction, food insecurities, and all that. So we just need to learn a little bit more every day and make sure that we better ourselves.
And meanwhile, what are you hearing directly from those who do partake, both sides of this?
Almost every time we've visited a pantry to put donations into it, we have got to meet people who were able to take from the pantry. And we always make it a point to ask if there's anything they need or they'd like to see something different. Everybody has different preferences for their own meals, culturally, nutritionally, what have you. So that starts a dialogue. And that's another thing with mutual aid. You're working with people rather than assuming you know what's best. So people are grateful. That's what we're getting when we visit the pantry. They're really grateful for what we're doing and that it's there for them. A lot of times they are coming home from work and they're just happy that they don't have to worry about what they're going to put on the table that night. Or we see kids, they're happy they get a snack after school. So the ages and the people vary, but the overall sense is just immense gratitude. And the other side to that is the givers, people who are not taking from the pantry, are just so happy that they have a place to give and they know it's going directly to people. They're not having to worry, are these canned goods sitting in a warehouse forever? Are they ever going to get to people? They know that by tomorrow, their gift will be received. And that's a pretty powerful thing.
Certainly is, and making it easy for people to be empowered on both sides of that pantry is quite something. Now, this is the first of its kind in our area, the whole pantry project. Where did you go for your procedural advice?
I was actually inspired by an Instagram account called Denver Community Fridges. A friend just sent it to me. She knew I was feeding people in the park every Sunday, and she said, you should check out this group. They have a lot of good information and education on mutual aid. So I followed them for like a week, put out an ask if anyone had a refrigerator and was going to go that route, but just hit way too many roadblocks. So redirected and decided pantries get the most food to people in the quickest way. And they've been awesome. We talk at least once a month, me and the Denver Community Fridge account, and kind of become friends. So it's awesome.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
We'd like to get a pantry out there maybe one day.
We might do a swap.
We can drive down there and set one up. But
well, good luck on that one. Meanwhile, what advice do you have for individuals and organizations who'd like to start their own?
Basically, make it your own. You know your neighborhoods, you know the people you've grown up around or live around. So make sure if you have to communicate with them, do so. But as long as you're trying to do the right thing, just go for it. If you make mistakes, don't be afraid to admit it and fix it, because we're all going to stumble once in a while. And that's what this whole movement is about. We have to move forward and keep building for the future. And hopefully that's another main to help a lot of kids. They'll grow up around these pantries. And when they get older, they'll make sure that they have one too. it'll be one of those cool little folksy things they talk about to their kids. That when I grew up, there was a community pantry cool. down the street. I can just grab whatever I wanted from there. I'll be like, you're crazy, Grandpa.
Actually, to what you're saying, no, Grandpa, you will never be crazy. But you can't do any of that on an empty stomach.
That's true.
That's a very good point.
Or worrying because your kid's stomach is empty. Mm-hmm. And that's terrible. The worst part mm-hmm. of the food chain, if you will, that, you're,
sure.
that you're cutting out and going forward. That's
true.
Truly remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we actually had to reschedule this interview for you two to process a very big and very unexpected donation of goods. It was certainly a pleasure. Is this common or gaining traction with your organization, the big drops of food?
It has been. We just keep saying yes to opportunities, and they keep getting more frequent and larger. We actually recently just fundraised and purchased a big Dodge Sprinter van so that we can transport food in one trip rather than two, or renting a trailer or something like that. Because a big part of what we're starting to do now is rescue food and distribute it same day or next day to people.
Yes, it's an evolution as far as how we get the food, and a lot of it would probably go to the landfill. And knowing that food waste is a big problem, not only to the landfills, but also it's part of the climate crisis, the amount of methane gases that that produces. So it's an all-encompassing undertaking that we're doing, but we're just doing our little part in our little town.
And you're getting the act down pat.
We're trying.
You have to learn quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're glad you're good learners, because that's what is making the difference here. Mm-hmm. And I am kind of curious, what's on the horizon for you and yours? More, bigger, better? Where can you go?
We have announced that we have two lots that were abandoned, and we're going to build community gardens. One is in the 06 zip code and one is in the 07. So we're going to start there. We have a lot of energy behind it. We have volunteers, and that's just one of our many ideas as far as now, until other people come up with others and we just help them push it forward.
Good luck on all of that. And I hope that you've never run out of ideas. Would love it if you ran out of hungry people.
Yes,
until that happens, you mm-hmm. just keep it keeping on. And, you know, we get the point and the purpose and the passion here. And even more importantly, the plain old hard work that it does take to make such a difference. So last question, what does orchestrating such a beautiful act of caring and sharing do for you two and your sense of community?
There are still hungry people in the city. We're not solving it, but focusing on the positives and focusing on the fact that I'm making a small difference, that's what keeps me going. Running into people at the pantry and hearing how happy they are, and people who want to volunteer and meeting new people for the first time, that sense of camaraderie and getting to know good people who want to make a difference is helpful too.
What I get out of it is a good night's sleep, in more ways than one, I guess. Doing the physical labor of picking up the food and distributing it, just the good vibes that you get, that you know you did something good that day, you know, allows you to go to bed kind of content, I guess. You know, it's a double-edged sword when it comes to this type of work, because obviously you wish there wasn't a need, but at least we're starting to get resources to fulfill the need.
You know, you're just hearing from Sarah and Carlos, but there's a big amount of people that help us every day behind the scenes, from graphic designers to food sorters to warehouse workers. I mean, the list goes on and on with people who want to make a difference. Ford, Indiana is everyone, and it's definitely a collective.
And shout out to the business owners for taking a chance on it. They could have easily said no and be done with it and go about their business, but they took a chance on a novel idea, and here we are. They're reaping the benefits, because now people are seeing that these businesses care about the community too, and they're getting patronized. So thank you to them and everybody we've met along the way that has encouraged us and told us to keep going, and that's what we're going to do.
Sarah Thompson and Carlos Marcano are co-founders of Forward Indiana and the Community Pantry Project. Sarah, Carlos, your story is a beautiful one. Thank you for sharing it. Do carry the gift.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.